Still talking about Anthony and Brutus. Well, maybe a little talk. But it was Anthony and Cleopatra who made history. In European countries, have you ever heard people drink a toast to the king and prince? No, it's always the king and queen. And the queen is nearly always a woman. I say it is time we restored some glamour to our own White House. The vice presidency is mainly a public relations job, making speeches and goodwill tours, telling everyone what a great guy the president is and what a swell job he's doing. So who would our troops overseas prefer to have for a visit? Miss America or Spiro Agnew? Or who would be the best asset to influence Congress? Joey Heatherton or Edmund Muskie? My vast experience tells me that if I get a woman for a running mate, all the women of this country will pour to my side, bringing all the men with them. And when we're all together, it'll be pretty crowded and very exciting. Now, it should be obvious why I've waited so long to make my selection. When you have every woman in the country to choose from, it takes a while to narrow down the list. So just remember that behind every great man, there's a woman. And in front of every great woman, there's a man. And if you elect me president, I'll work myself in there somewhere.
Meet the Beatles.
They seem to go on and on and on, and the boys want to say hello now, so we're going to do some talking.
Hi, Daddy. I went to Jerry Tipcoff, and last night I went, when I went there, they had this piano, and I played, and we played all this stuff about a fat lady and a skinny lady. Fat lady sit way back on the bench, and skinny lady sit way in the front. And their house was a two-piece. And they had two downstairs and one upstairs. One downstairs goes to the kitchen, And one downstairs goes down to their family room, but there's a door from the family room from the kitchen that go together, so it seems like it's only one downstairs. And I'm doing fine in school, and I'm not in third grade. And I wanted to see if I can ride my bike, because Tommy always asks me, "Oh, did you ask your teacher if I can ride my bike, your bike?" And I said, "No, I forgot." And my attention off for a minute. Me and mommy are just starting the swing set, and we're sanding it, and we can't do it, so we're gonna ask somebody else to do it. I think mommy talked about during tenth class, and I think he's gonna do it.
Oh, no,
well, mommy, you said he's gonna do it. You were talking about that.
Oh, let Jeffrey say hello.
Oh, Jeffrey's gonna say hello now. Daddy, I went to check his cough, and he has a piano that plays to his little bit, and he has some fishes, too.
Oh.
And we went in the garage, and we saw cats. And Bobby's cat, do the swing set, so who's going to do it?
Tell Daddy you'll talk to him later. Say goodbye.
Daddy, I'm going to talk to him later. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Got your letter today, dated October 1st and October 2nd. And I'm glad you're enjoying all the goodies, and we will get some cookies in the mail the next time. I'm mailing out a package today with some peanuts. I thought you might enjoy a can of peanuts, and let me know if you receive them. The TV people came out. I did call RCA Howard, and I did find the receipt in the folder, and all it cost was the house call for $12.95. They replaced a tube, and everything was covered. You asked me about the Red Cross. I was so concerned that you were not receiving mail. I called the Red Cross, and they told me that sometimes the boys do not receive mail, sometimes up to 2 months. I guess I forgot to write the word mail in there, so no wonder you didn't know what I was talking about. Eric is still in the garage at night, and it's working out just fine, and he's eating well and doing other things well, too. According to your letter, you haven't received my letter, but I am starting with the allergist in Westwood, Dr. Robinette. Also, Jeffrey is going to start too. Alan said he's full of allergies. Ask again about the tennis club, and you have the money was taken in, and they will let you know in a few days if you're accepted, but don't worry, they'll take all the money they can get. I think by now you must have received one of the letters about the car, and Wyatt is still in Santa Ana. It's still there because I want to settle first, if we can settle with the factory, and if not, I will pick it up and pay for it in full. I have forwarded to you the letter that Glenn's company sent out, and I don't know when you'll receive that. Received a letter today from Betty Nichols. I dropped by there one time, but she wasn't home, and I've called her a couple times, and her line is out of order. I will forward on her letter to you. Jack went to work with Bob and Chad Smith in Burbank. Made an appointment today with a dentist right here in Tarzana. Judy Cohn called this morning, and she said that she uses Jerry Kirschbaum, whom I've made an appointment with. He is going to contact Jim Kenny to see if there's any x-rays or any work that can be forwarded over to him. He said he was a classmate of his, and then he transferred over to SC. He knew him, I guess, undergraduate school. I don't know. Anyway, I'm taking the boys in on Monday. She said she's been trying to reach me and that she called all day yesterday and they wanted to take the boys and myself to dinner last night, which was very, very nice of her. She was calling 348-7535 and then realized that maybe our number had been changed. But it was nice to hear from her and we had a real long talk. I asked her how Irv was doing and she said, well, She hears all the complaints, but he's still there, so I guess he's doing fine. He's adequate. And I asked her if she sees Joan a lot, Irv's wife. And she said, no, she says she just really could care less about the girl, and she feels very badly about it, but she just hasn't made any initiative to get in contact with her or see her or do anything. She's, Judy is, of course, enjoying the tennis club immensely and goes out there quite often. We plan to get together for something real soon, but we didn't set anything up definite. Today, the PTA notices came home, and I joined the PTA in Jeffrey's room, and you joined the PTA in Gary's room. That way, each boy will get credit. Tomorrow night is back-to-school night at Calabash. It's the first PTA meeting, and Adrian is going to pick me up at 7:15, and we will go together. Then afterwards, you go to the children's room for a visit. Gary and I started on the swing set yesterday, and we worked quite a long time yesterday sanding. I'm going to try and get out there again today, and maybe if I take a little bit each day, I can manage to do it myself, but it really needs a good sanding job, and the stuff was just flying all over and getting in her eyes, and I gave up after about 45 minutes yesterday and told him I thought maybe I'd get somebody else to do it, but the more I think about putting out the money, the more I'll get out there myself, I'm sure. Your mom was diagnosed to have pneumonia, and she's under the care of Mark Winfield. She was supposed to go back today for another chest x-ray. In fact, I'll go call my sister right now and see if she has any word before I finish this tape. Your mother's line is busy, so I will find out the scoop and write you a letter later. Also, I will enclose Betty Nichols' letter and Rose Hogan so you can see what they have to say. By the way, did you ever hear from John or Art, or did you even write Art? I'm going to close off now because I'm going to take this down to the post office and get it in the mail before the 4 o'clock mail.
Love ya.
Ruth.